Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
It's time for a bonus episode. Hey, I figured sometimes if you want to get to a winery, you have to travel. So let's talk travel with the smart travelista.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
As we close out our conversation with Linda King, the smart travelista, we learned that she's traveled to 34 different countries, and we asked the question, out of the 34 countries, Linda, which is your favorite?
Look, I'd have to say there's two winners. Probably the most recent one that I've just come back from, French Polynesia. My God, so mind-blowing and so beautiful. I recommend anyone to go there. But my ultimate favourite's got to be Italy. I've just been there so many times and I just feel at home there. And obviously because I can speak the language, it's also helpful. So if I can be greedy, Forrest, I've probably got two favourites.
In Italy, now why? Because if you look at the history of Italy, obviously it's just got everything when it comes to sculptures, and they make the best suits. Their automobiles are amazing, and then you can't forget about the movies, The Godfather.
I'm gonna make them an offer again with you.
We can go on and on, but what did their food? What did you like?
I just love everything about it. The people, the laid-back atmosphere, the way they enjoy their life. The food's divine. I quite like the shopping over there too. I find it really nice. And I just think it's got everything for a traveller. So no matter what your interest is, whether that be shopping, history, water sports, whatever you know, there's always going to be somewhere in Italy that you can satisfy that. So many beautiful places in Italy. You've got the Amalfi Coast, you've got, you know, Rome, you've got Florence, you've got Milan, you've got Venice. I just think it, hands down, it just beats everywhere that I've been to. It's just something that's got everything for anyone. And if someone went to Italy and didn't have a good time, I'd be shocked.
It's not overcrowded?
No, I don't think so. If you go in shoulder season, it's not. If you go in peak, it is very, very crowded. But I think you just got to pick your times to go there. Go there where there's not so many crowds.
Where can we find more tips and bargains from Linda?
Yes, so definitely, as I mentioned at the beginning, my website, thesmarttravelista.com. You can find me on Amazon, which is where all my books are housed. Also, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at The Smart Travelista. On X, I'm the_travelista. I'm on Pinterest, LinkedIn, and YouTube, all under The Smart Travelista, and would love to have a chat and ask your travel questions, and I will give answers.
Thank you very much, Linda, for one, putting up with me, and for giving us some great travel advice and some great resources. We'll head to your website, smarttravelista.com, as well as check out some of your books on Amazon.
No worries, and lovely chatting with you, Forrest. See you.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
And as we close out the show, Linda talked about Italy as being her favorite country to visit. Well, why not? Italy is the number one producer of wine in the world. They also have over 200,000 wineries. And you can check them out on her ongoing series with Santa Maria La Nave in Catania, Italy.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.